And how are you this morning? Did you have a good weekend? Well, you must have been off. You came this way and didn't even honk the horn. Are you, I'm going to ask you, oh, I can't remember now. It's one of those days. You didn't send me the dailies today, did you? Okay. Okay, that's pretty cool. Cool. That was nice. So you had a nice little date night. That's good. That's good. What's that? And it's called what? In Pittsburgh? I gotta find them. Oh my goodness. You have to text me the information. Oh my goodness. That's like Nirvana. It doesn't take much for me, can you tell? It doesn't take much. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. $40 million of a billionaire is not a lot of money. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Don't mention it. Don't mention money. Bad idea. Don't mention money right now. I'm looking at my balances from over the weekend. Don't mention money. But I'm just believing God. Jesus. Oh, the good fight. We are closed on Monday. Am I correct? That was the question I have for you, Josh.
start with D'Souza's article. Let's start with D'Souza's article. I just read it.
Sure. Sure. I didn't read the article. I just read the headline, but sure, we can start there. Should I read the article? I didn't read the article.
You want to get angry? I mean, I
don't want to be angry. It's Monday morning. I'm going to come up. We're live.
You know, because I think it ties into the national scene.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna pull it up. Hold on. Here we come. I can't see without glasses. Good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. It is, 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock here on the first day of the week, which is going to be an amazing week. The sun is shining in Northeast Ohio. We brought to you by Window World of Youngstown for your next replacement windows. And for any home improvement, you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW, and you can give me a call, because I want to hear from you also at 516-595-8258. And guess what? I have Mark Manchi in studio with me, and we're Facebook Living, and we are everywhere. We're Twitter. We're everywhere. Like, we're like noodle.
We're omnipresent. Tracy and Friends
everywhere, everywhere. And you've not seen anything yet. I just want you guys to know I'm just overwhelmed with the day.
Yeah.
Mondays can be good and Mondays can be bad. Mondays can be light and Mondays can be tough. This morning, it's been a tough morning.
Yeah, people don't understand. Like, you work for yourself.
Yes. Right?
People don't understand that when you work for yourself, Monday sometimes is just another day because you work 7 days a week when you work for yourself.
You do work for your. Put your mic in. You do work for yourself. You don't stop. I took Sunday off. If that's off, off is. I'm watching television.
Okay, well, we all do that. That's good.
And so I'm watching. I like The Good Fight. The Good Wife.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. I have never watched it. I don't do medieval. I can't comprehend it. It doesn't work for me.
And it was dark.
The color was out. Dark. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I like that show.
I've never seen an episode. So everybody's on the big. Ooh, can't see it. I'm like, ooh. But I'm a good wife. I'm a good wife. The Good Fight. Which was Angelita Margulies and Big Fella. You know, I'm the chick girl. So you know that's the movies we watch. So I'm watching The Good Fight, and The Good Fight is about Chicago law firm politics. They electioneer the whole movie. It's all about Trump. I've never seen any type of television show and or drama.
And it's called The Good Fight?
It's called The Good Fight. And they have injected so much electioneering inside of The Good Fight. On my off day, I have notes because I'm watching television, Mark. You don't understand what they're doing.
But you're working.
I'm not working. So
when you're watching
a show like that,
you're working.
So I'm texting.
You're taking notes.
I'm taking notes. And I'm texting people on a Sunday afternoon, and this is the text that some people get. We need to meet. We need to talk. There are things going on that you may not know about. This is I'm not working. I'm watching television.
But you're working because you're taking notes. Because it's about, you can see the correlation between what's happening on TV and what you're watching. Because all you did was either you've channeled your job into a different medium. Now, if you're going to sit and watch the Hallmark Channel.
I did that last. Remember, that was last week.
Okay.
And that was, I told you they're back to white, sappy movies.
That's right.
Again, so I had to let that go. I'm trying not to work. So I have to sit like this because if I look at anything, either I'm seeing children being the head of the leading families. instead of parents leading children.
Yeah.
I'm seeing young people mouth off, or I'm seeing a man with his tongue stuck down somebody or some other man's throat. Or
there's that show where the naked people are running around in the jungle.
There is. I saw that. And they're dating. Oh, no, I think they've seen the naked date. So there's no apprehension or what is it called? When is it apprehensive? Are you going to be apprehensive or what happens? Inabilities.
Oh, okay.
Inabilities. So if you date your first date, if you go naked to your first date, then are you letting your whole guard down? I'm serious. There's a TV show.
Yeah, I know it's a TV show. I watched the show where the lady pops the pimples. I watched Dr. Pimple Popper.
And you know what? People are watching that and going to the doctor saying, I got a pimple. I'm just saying.
I have to tell you, I thought this is a really weird thing for a show.
But it does work.
It works. She's very nice, and she's very good at what she does. And I've learned stuff.
I have too, but I just want you to understand. I never knew that there was a sack inside of the pimple.
Yeah,
and if you don't get the sack, it fills back up again.
And I, you know what, I'm happy for these people that have had these horrible problems, and she helps them.
It's a TV show. So on the weekends, I'm not working.
Yeah.
But are you serious? Are we really there now? And you cannot find anything on television that is a lightweight laugh, that you can laugh at yourself, where you can be free.
Old shows.
Outside of South Park.
Old shows. I watched...
They don't count. Because remember, as a black person,
yeah,
all that does is tick me off again. Because the only thing I want to see is Archie Bunker. He was the realest thing on television. And I want us to go back to Archie.
I watched the last episode of Big Bang.
See, I didn't watch that either.
It wasn't funny.
I don't.
It was a little poignant, but not as sappy as I thought it was going to be.
See, I watch shows that never go away. Law and Order.
20 some years with Law and Order.
I don't. I watch stuff that never goes away. Yeah. See, this last episode, Law and Order. I mean, I'm going to be old and gray. I remember that episode. It's like Dragnet.
Well, that's what Ginger said. I said, you don't want to watch this?
She says, I've seen that at least 10 times since 1990.
The question is, why is it that we're watching things now over and over again in rerun? I will say I did binge and I did watch all of The Good Fight all day yesterday.
Yeah. Because, listen, that's a lot of time for these places to fill up. There's a lot of networks. They have to, and I think.
But why are we watching? My question is, why are you watching something that you – coming to America, you know
– I have an answer.
I'm listening.
Because it's like putting on an old pair of slippers. It's comfort. It's like eating macaroni and cheese. It's like stepping back in time. You're watching an old show that you know the answer to. And you know
Julia Roberts movie.
And I don't really watch them. I mean, I'm sitting there watching. I'm usually doing something
else. It's white noise.
Yeah, it's white noise, but I mean, it's like, you know, an old picture on the wall. You've seen it before, you know how it's going to get, and it's a lot. Although the one I watched yesterday was aggravating, and I turned it off even though I knew how it was going to happen. It was aggravating the first time and aggravating the 10th time that I watched it.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning? You're on.
Good morning, Tracy. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Let me recommend The Last OG. That's pretty funny.
Is it? I've tried. It didn't. They tell me it's good. They tell me Blackish is good. I don't watch either one.
Watch The Last OG. If you can watch the first one, watch it in the bathroom. Whatever you eat, they're drinking. You go spit it out. You're gonna laugh so hard.
No, it's not that bad.
But yes, it is. It's funny. That is funny. And you know what? I'm not even a Tracy Morgan fan. But that's a funny thing. But I called for a reason.
Okay, I'm listening.
I want to ask Mark a question.
Go ahead.
All right?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
Mark,
go ahead. Yes, sir.
You're an attorney. Are you a criminal attorney?
No.
Okay. I don't
All
want
I've
to
learned about criminal laws from Law and Order.
Okay. Well, we might have went to school together then. I just want to ask you an opinion. I don't want you to put yourself on the spot with your fellow lawyer. But did Claudia Hearn get a fair trial?
The woman in Warren.
The woman in Warren remember she killed her husband and then she ran off to Brazil?
Yes.
And Dennis Watkins waited 20 years to get her back?
Yes.
That's who that is.
Yes, it was.
Well, you have to repeat the question. Remember,
he asked, did she get a fair trial?
I don't want to say I followed it, but my sense is she did.
Okay.
And there's a reason why she got a fair trial, because it's 20 years later. The jury pool's not tainted. None of them probably even remember the story.
Only reason why I remembered it is because Dennis Watkins, when I worked for Dennis, I think it happened right after that.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like a pit bull. When he gets something stuck in his crawl,
she
that it is not you.
She was convicted.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct.
Good.
That's correct. She needed to be convicted. I mean, because it was a real weird kind of story.
Yeah. But see, I'm like, Mark, I graduated from Law and Order University.
Yeah, we're fellow alumni.
And from what I've seen and know a little bit, because I am a junior political science. I don't think she got a fair trial. She was convicted.
Why is that shot?
Because number one, she was convicted in the public opinion and in the news. So when she asked for a change of venue, they denied her, and they waited forever to do that.
But remember. See, wait a minute. You guys can't watch TV and become new criminal analysts.
No, no, but
I'm like seeing it. Speaking of which,
now look, I'm gonna. And I gotta tell you, the law you learn on Law and Order is good law. That is well researched law.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That's well researched.
I would have the picture I would have painted when I chief fled the country. All I got to do is get one jury to believe me, and I could have did it. I'm a pretty good actor.
You know what? You are silly.
I'm serious.
You are silly.
No,
you
not
really
serious.
Are.
Tracy, I went to school for this too, a little bit. I'm not degreed yet, but I'm almost there. But I'm still
there. Listen, I got to take a break. Hold on. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. AM 1440. Our calling number here is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Windbush. We'll be right back. He's silly.
No, I'm not.
He's silly. He's in the silly.
Tracy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
No one can hear me, right?
Just me and you and Mark and my producer, but we're not live on the air now.
I wanted to ask you about a radio show. I'll wait till I
call me later.
Question. Okay.
You have my cell phone number, right?
Yeah, I still got it.
Okay, call me.
How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm working hard. I'm trying to make it. People have no idea.
Yes, I do.
I'm tired.
I'm looking for you to see your picture somewhere one day.
My picture what?
Somewhere one day. So you got elected or something.
Oh, no. We're not getting elected. we're gonna be on the sidelines and help other people get elected. That's what we do.
But I've heard rumors, Tracy, about you.
So
I have to. Yes, I've heard some rumors. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go back to my radio show. But I've heard rumors, too. Mm-hmm. I've heard some bad rumors.
There was a thing today on Fox about gossip and rumors. And they said how it's good. Gossip and rumors are good.
No. I'm going,
I love to gossip.
Yes, I'm going to do like John Kasich. I'm going to come back up. Hold on. We are back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. It is 19 minutes after the hour, and I'm in studio with Mark Mandy. Got Kevin on the phone with me. I'm Tracy, and I've got another issue, and I want to bring it up. Mark, listen here. I'm watching. I don't have Fox News.
So I've got to fix that.
No, they want me to pay.
Yeah.
I gotta pay to watch Fox. I'm not paying to watch Fox. So I'm watching. I've got to go back to my TV.
So I'm watching Fox News. No, Fox News. I'm watching CNN.
Ooh,
and CNN is telling me how the president's pardons are so bad because they are pardoning military people who stepped out of the boundaries and tortured people, and I'm going.
It's war crimes.
So I'm going,
they're criminals.
This is my issue. And then,
they're
war
criminals.
Hold on. So we got to go back to the good fight. The good fight ties this in, because in the middle of good fight, they have this character cartoon that gives you real information about what's going on in America and indoctrinating you. If you're not paying attention because you're watching it as something called entertainment. So you're amused. You're not thinking. So I'm telling you my vision through my television. I know that was deep, but too bad. But listen, this is the issue. I'm watching this, and the CNN is telling me that the war crimes. So I go to war. You put a gun in my hand. You tell me to kill combatants. And then when I get them and I don't do – I by orders, you tell me to get the information out by any means necessary. I get the information out by any means necessary, and then you put me in jail because I got the information. You can't handle the truth?
Yeah. Well, they – well, first of all, the CNN's hypocrisy never ceases to amaze me, because Obama pardoned a deserter and Obama pardoned – a traitor that gave information that actually helped lead to some of the stuff that happened, you know, during the next election, and gave him a sex change operation in the process.
So again, so let me, but Mark,
seriously, those are the people they want pardoned.
Mark, I go to war, and I don't, and maybe I'm wrong, because the only thing I know about war is what I've seen on TV. You guys got the Law and Order law. I got, you know, a war, TV war. But in my mind, you know, I read the Bible. When you go to war in the Bible, God told him to kill them all. Saul got in trouble because he didn't kill everybody. He said to kill even the cattle and the babies. He got in trouble because he saved the cattle. Come on now. Do we understand that sometimes, and when you're at war, people die?
Yep.
But you had a Geneva
when you're at war,
convention.
Things happen. What'd you say, Kev?
You had the Geneva Convention. You fight by laws.
So let me ask you this. Whose idea was it that when I go and blow up your country, that I got to pay for it and put it back together and give it back to you?
Yeah, well,
whose idea was that?
I mean, that's been the debate since Korea. It certainly became a major debate during Vietnam, and when, you know, the My Lai massacre and all of that stuff, and they micromanaged the war from Washington, and the same things happened in every war we've been involved in since. Now, and except these rules of engagement. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
American businessman, it was his idea to rebuild that. We
who
have
was that? The American businessman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is, we can't hear you.
Can I give you one and I'll hang up?
Okay.
I heard Bernie, I dreamed Bernie Sanders won the presidency. And in his two terms, and then in his second year term, he was at a rally and somebody shouted out, President Sanders, please tear down this wall. It will be a socialist country.
You know it. That's why we don't let people off the train. Listen, I got to go. Hold on, listen. I got a question. I'm serious. I'm really, really serious about this. Because in the meantime, I watched Vice over the weekend.
Sure.
And it was about Dick Cheney. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that were true about Dick Cheney in the movie. But there was a lot of things that were false about Dick Cheney in the movie. And I'm watching how they are manipulating current history. And people don't know the difference between real history and fiction and fictional history. That has been implemented. So I can see Russia from my house was an SNL skit.
Yeah.
But if you go around and you ask people, they don't believe that. So when you're looking at what's going
really?
On.
I mean, she really didn't say that?
She really didn't say that. That was
really?
TSA.
I learned something today.
That was
Jeez.
TSA.
Wow.
And most people, I mean, and my problem is people don't know the difference between
reality history and fictional history based upon the electioneering in our subliminal messaging when it comes to our TV watching and the news, because the news plays in part of this. Yeah. And the reason why I'm saying this is because CBS owns The Good Wife.
Yeah.
So everything that goes on The Good Fight, everything that goes on, CBS does. They condone. So are they not doing and are they not manipulating the news subliminally to people? So when they look at, you know, presidential pardons, you have people looking at these through the eyes of TV viewing and not reality. Because, Mark, if you go to war, I'm at war. Americans go to war to come home. We're not kamikaze. We don't go to war for honor.
Yeah.
We send our boys to go to war so they can come home.
Well, the thing is that it's all become politicized. It's all political. These three, the New York Times headline today, Trump to pardon war criminals, just in itself is incendiary because there's no real truth behind that.
There you go.
I don't know the stories behind the three individuals, all three individuals that are involved, but the one I do, and the persons that accused him, have already been punished for lying. They're liars. They've lied before. They've done this before. They're proven liars over and over again, and yet they're continually believing them. And there's a reason for that. These prosecutions started under Barack Obama, and his political correctness went all the way through the chain of command. Once you start down that path, whether you're in the military or whether you're in the FBI, it's the same dynamic. These people are going to move to please their boss, and then they're entrenched. They can't backtrack, and that's what's going on right now with some of these guys. The people that did the accusing, the captains that made the bet that they're going to butter up the boss by going down that path that they've been told to go down by the boss, that's fine. You can't have the people in the White House sitting down micromanaging, well, you can kill this person, but the guy's got a gun at me. Should I shoot him? Is he wearing a vest? I don't know. Is he moving left or right? That's about what it's come down to now. What Trump has been able to do is just take all of that away. Get him a war. Go win it.
But this is the issue, Mark. The American people over the years have been indoctrinated without them realizing the indoctrination.
And what happened?
I'm not thinking.
I read an article this morning called 25 things You Didn't Know About People in History that they didn't teach you in history class. Holy smokes!
That's what I'm saying, Mark. If American history has been so sanitized, that's why you have this. And I will go back to this. That's why you have Black History Month. Because we didn't put Black history in American history. If we didn't segregate it, it would have been a part of history. So when you're looking up, we sanitize our presidents. I was listening to something about who was the president who won a second term but never got to serve? Harrison?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Again, there are things about his presidency that we didn't learn in school.
So Lincoln didn't like Black people.
But and neither did the rest of the world.
Neither did the rest of them. And so you look down these racist presidents that have gone down through the years. I think the one that got me that I read was Mahatma Gandhi. You know, Gandhi, you know, Saint Gandhi in India, which is a liberal. Oh, he's a peaceful. This guy hated women and said some of the most vile things about women you could possibly imagine. But they conveniently forget that in the history books.
When you look at what's going on, the people that I know who raised in the era of real Jim Crow and segregation, most of them who are still alive today regret a lot of things that happened inside of their era. The same way that I can say I regret some of the things that happened during my formative, in my 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Yeah.
I wish my generation had done better in raising their children.
So what Buttigieg said last night.
What did he say?
Well, he has made some comments over the past couple of days about Jefferson and Washington, and that we cannot honor them because they owned slaves.
Stop that!
Now, wait. So then last night he gets on Fox News because Fox News sponsored the town hall debate for Buttigieg, and he says, well, I'm not advocating blowing up the Jefferson Memorial. That is how he addressed the problem. He says that we cannot honor them anymore.
But this is the issue. You honor the history in which it lied. We have to understand that things have changed.
But they need to dishonor the founding fathers because they don't like the Constitution, and the only way they're going to get rid of it is to do what they're trying to do with William Barr. They're trying to do it with Jefferson and Washington.
But again, people are going to have to honestly wake up and smell the coffee about what's going wrong in America at large. Because remember, until we come together as the United States of America, even if it's not all of us, those of us who are thinking alike, we will not get anything done. Because right now, they have an organized effort to demolish the American way of life.
That's exactly
the problem with the right is they don't want to do what's necessary to do what's right.
Well, they're all too busy. Look at that.
They're all too busy trying to maintain their own personal power instead of regulating it to the people.
And that jerk from the Michigan's 3rd District.
We're getting there. We're not going there just yet. Again, because again, you got to call a spade a spade, and we're not willing to do that. And we want to sit back on our laurels and think that things are just going to go away because we wish it away. But that's not how America works.
No,
you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'll be right back.
Oh, you get to see my artistic skills.
There was something going on my microphone saying 90 seconds.
Yeah, I forgot to set the show for more than 90 seconds instead of 90 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And so the phone's not working. But I learned my lesson today.
But it's going to the kennel for the first time on Monday.
Where are you taking it?
Wags and Wiggles. It's out on Kent's on 224. So that's where my buddy Ed takes his dog.
Bags and Wiggles.
Yeah. We're going down to my brother-in-law's Memorial Day. And my brother-in-law has two big mastiffs.
We can't take baby.
We can't take the baby down.
Can't take the baby.
Not that they prefer them.
No, just too much work.
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you. Too much work.
They're big dogs.
Yeah, and these kids don't know that they're not big.
Yeah.
And they want to play with the big dogs.
That's exactly what Sam said.
They want to play with the big dogs, and they don't know that they're not a big dog. And then the big dogs don't know that they're a little dog, and they play with them too rough. It's just a bad idea.
So we'll be taking them there and dropping them off on the way there. We can pick them back on the way home. This is going to be interesting. He likes to go to the dog room. He loves Nikki. He'll stay at the dog room.
Well, he's cool when he gets there.
Yeah.
When he realizes he can't go home. you can't do that.
We've never done the kennel bit with him. I'm a little bit apprehensive.
They'd be pretty good. You'll be surprised. You'll be like, I'm going to go visit my friend.
Yeah.
You want to go?
I told Ginger, I said, we don't go anywhere because I've got a soft heart. I look at those eyes, and I just can't leave the look.
Don't do it. You're not to walk Vinny in, because Vinny will con you, and you'll have Vinny in the car, and you'll be sleeping in the car with Vinny. Trust me when I tell you that. They'll get you.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I've got Mark Manchi in studio with me, and I am Tracy, and I am just overdone over the navigation in which America is taking that. No one is saying anything about anything that's worthwhile. Someone should be calling file about right now, because I've got a man in Michigan
whose name is Amish. He is a Republican, libertarian Republican, congressman in Michigan, and he came out against the president also. He says he believes the president, there should be reasoning for impeachment.
Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
That's what he said.
And it's, I mean, and let me say this.
There's no crime, but there's reason for impeachment.
And I'm not knocking his right, because he has the right, and I'll say this about President Trump, and I'll say this about everyone else. He has the right to his own opinion and his own freedom of speech, even if it is a little wonky. See, you need to have a crime to impeach. And I haven't found an impeachable crime against the president. I've seen a fishing for an impeachable crime. I've seen a fishing expedition that should land people in jail for trying to find an impeachable crime. But I haven't seen one that you can tie directly to the president.
Well, you've seen Comey, right? On TV?
Yeah, Comey.
So Comey's called the president a traitor. Comey's said this. Comey didn't do that. The FBI did that. Comey's on TV all the time. Blah, 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 blah. That's blah, all this stuff. Blah, 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 blah. And yet Comey's under investigation.
But Mark, hold on.
If you listen to what Thomas says.
Comey, if I'm not mistaken, and you know, my brain is a little fried.
Yeah.
But if when Comey came out in during the campaign and he brought up the issue of emails with Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
and he did not go after her at that time,
yes,
I remember Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski saying that they should actually release Comey then, that he was no good, that he was electioneering, and he was doing all this because he – do you remember that conversation?
Yes.
So can you please go from he's a bad guy to he's now savior of the universe because he doesn't like Trump?
Well, that's what's happening here. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
This is not a trash and treasure sale.
Yeah, it is, because here's what's good for Comey is doing the same thing Trump did. What Comey's doing is defending himself. What Trump was doing was obstructing justice, according to these people.
But this is not a trash and treasure sale. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know that. This is law and order. This is true. This has hurt the American legal system more than anybody can possibly imagine.
So my question is, what in the world – and you said the legal system. Remember, America is made up of rules and laws. My question to you is, why are the people who are about law and order, who are supposed to be the evangelicals, why are they not screaming file?
Well, I don't know what the answer to that is, but to the guy in the 3rd District in Michigan, he put his 15 minutes of fame on the back of Trump like about 100,000 different other people have. Because he can get a headline, he gets his tweet, gets his 24-hour news cycle, and I don't know, maybe he wants to run for office or do something else, but the guy's an idiot, and he hasn't voted with Trump most of the time. I think he's a Democrat who ran as a Republican in a Republican district and fooled them. He's been there for a long
so,
time, from what I understand.
Okay, so if that's the case, so he came in with the Tea Party.
Yeah. They got a primary this guy next time around. That's how you take care of these people.
Okay, so let's talk about that. You said we should primary the person coming around. Let's look at our local politics.
By the way, I don't think he'll run again after this. I think the party's going to yank their financial support from him. I think he's dead as a politician now. And he's going to go the way of Flake and all those other idiots. They're just going to walk away.
I don't think Flake's going away. I don't think they've gone away. I think they're just asleep. Don't let the sleeping giant fool you.
My question is, how come we keep electing these people?
Tango web we weave.
Who are whacked.
Because
they're nuts.
Because remember going back to what we were talking about before we came on the air about Tracy's friends.
Yeah.
There's a system that you don't realize that is playing behind the scenes that you necessarily can't hear. So when you go to the symphony, there are a lot of instruments being played.
Yeah.
And some of them you hear extremely loud. But there are instruments that are behind the scenes that are the basis of the whole volume of what you hear that you're not paying attention to.
Like the bass fiddle.
I don't even know what that is, but sure.
The bass fiddle.
The upright.
The upright,
that's
yeah.
Not a bass fiddle.
Yeah.
That's not a bass fiddle. That's an upright. I played that in school.
Oh, did you?
Yes. It hurt your fingers.
One of these days I have to talk to you a story about the lady cello player. There's nothing funnier than a lady cello player, but that's another story for another day. But that's.
But I'm just saying.
One of my most embarrassing moments in my life.
There is a picture out there floating around of me in the Vindicator.
Of a lady cello player?
Holding up with a, I believe it was with a cello.
Yeah. It's a wonderful instrument, but when I was back in college, we had to do certain things. I was taking music appreciation. We had to.
Mark, is it that bad? Mark, remember, you're on radio.
God.
You can't just burst out laughing. You have to tell me.
45 years later, I'm still laughing.
Mark, you can't just bust out laughing like that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
People
that.
Have to know what you're laughing at.
I'm going to try to get it out.
Get it out.
So we had to go to this recital to get credits for music appreciation. And it was a recital with this female cello player. There's nothing feminine about a female cello player.
What do you mean there's nothing feminine about it? That's so sexist.
At the time, yeah, come on. I was a 20-year-old young guy, okay?
Okay.
And we're sitting there watching this, and I'm sitting with the most disgusting, filthy guy I know. The guy taught me all sorts of swear words and everything. And he made one comment about this lady cello player, and I looked at this one. She's there playing away. And I started to laugh, and I couldn't stop laughing. I laughed.
Why did you laugh at the lady?
Because he made this obscene comment about
Mark,
the lady cello player.
If you can't tell the obscene comment.
I know I can't.
Then what are you talking about?
Because we're
you're on the radio.
There's forces behind the scenes that you don't know about.
The forces are behind the scenes.
There's forces moving behind the scenes that you don't know about. With the lady cello player.
The lady cello.
You don't have to. I don't have to say what the thing was. It wasn't particularly funny, except I lost it. I was laughing so hard I cried. The poor girl had to stop playing. Her parents were sitting behind me, and I had to get out of there before they threw me out. I think I laughed for one solid hour. I've never laughed so hard in my life.
You guys talk about me and my lame stories? Jeez, oh man. At least my whack stories are long, and I can tell you out loud. You got whack stories. We get like beeps in the middle that we don't even have a beep for.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's just no beep big enough for a lady cello player.
I think that's so sexist.
I know that's terrible.
Speaking of which, lady cello players.
Yeah.
The push for I was watching. I don't do the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You asked me about that earlier. So. They're talking about this on television, and I'm just as clueless as anybody else because I don't know what they're talking about because I don't do gaming. So on CNN this morning, they're having a conversation about how they made the female character in Game of Thrones the villain. Remember, I know nothing.
Yeah.
I know nothing. You know nothing. I know nothing. They made they should have not have made her the villain.
Why not?
Because she was the female, and they should have made her a strong heroine.
Okay.
Because if it had been a man, they would have done it this way. But since she was a woman, they did it this way. And I'm watching again, going back to what I'm watching over the weekend, and the emasculation of men and the indoctrination of the rise of estrogen, like we can survive on this planet by ourselves. Mark? Mark?
Yeah.
Are you back on the cello lady again?
No. I'm trying to get my mind on
Mark,
something
Mark, are you on the cello lady still?
No. I'm trying to get my
Mark,
mind on something
are
else.
You on the cello lady?
No,
on the cello lady, aren't you?
No, you're right.
No. You're on the cello lady.
Yeah, you're right about. But you know what Amy Coulter-Potcher-Pritcher said about, Amy Coulter-Potcher who's running for president?
I don't know these people's names.
I don't know their names either, but she said she's losing because people, they won't elect a woman president or they're biased against women. I don't know what it was. They ran Hillary Clinton.
But that's different. Hillary had on a pantsuit.
Hillary wasn't a woman.
So, and then don't forget Carly Farina.
Oh, yeah.
Carly was tough.
Yeah.
We haven't heard anything from her. She, like, jumped in and, like.
And I liked her.
She, like, went ghost.
Yeah.
How do you run for president and then disappear?
Yeah,
should we put out an APB on her?
I don't know. Maybe she was smarter than all. Raise a couple $1 million to take the money and run.
You know, I want to want everybody to know, I am looking forward to the Biden-Trump runoff.
I don't
this
think
is going to be
gonna
like
happen.
The Uncle Joe.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Who could it be?
Who
could
my,
it be?
My guess is that the ticket's going to be Kamala Harris and Boogie Boogie.
I have to ask Josh, do I have to become a serious talk show host by then?
Well, I hope so.
Because by then, because if you put Kamala Harris and Boogie Boogie on one side,
yeah,
and Trump and Pence or whomever Trump decides to do on the next side,
yeah,
I'm going to go get me some bug spray.
I'm going to tell you why I think that's who it's going to be. Because she, first of all, she's been laying low. Second of all, she's got a lot of money. Third of all, she has got the votes in California, Oregon, Washington, the big delegate votes. And, you know, she meets two of the criteria. You know, she's a minority and a woman. And Boogie, I think, for I don't like this guy. I watched part of his town hall on Fox last night. He is an extreme leftist. Right on down the line, every extreme position he takes, he'll compliment her, and he's from the Midwest. I think that's who the ticket's going to be. It's going to be Kamala Harris and Boogie.
I'm going to take a break on that. I'm going to try to regroup a little bit because I don't.
Then I'll do the math for you.
And when I come back, I want you to do the math because I want to talk about what they stand for as a team. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. Mark, that's like Pepto Bismol. Seriously, that was seriously.
No, I'll do the math, bro. I'll tell you what.
Mark, that would be really bad. So you think Kamala Harris?
I think it's going to be Kamala Harris and Buttigieg.
And Booty. Buddha.
Biden's not going to make it. No, and there's a reason. The math is there. He cannot make it. He will not be the nominee.
Oh, Mark.
And I know two or three different pollsters who are saying exactly the same thing, although they come up with different candidates. They're all getting an agreement that will not be.
We're going to come, when we come back, we're going to come back to that because I want to, Kamala Harris.
He's an attractive
candidate. He is.
I mean, he's smart, he's intelligent, puts up a good presence. His style is 100%. And we'll talk about it after that. I don't want to talk about it now. I've always thought Harris was going to be the nominee. I had issues where I thought, but after he, it's going to be Bushy. It's going to be a brokered.
Say it again?
It'll be a brokered convention.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I want to welcome everyone that's on Facebook Live. Want to thank Wendell World of Youngstown for partnering with us. I'm going to call Fred Moran and get him in here with us for just a co-host light day. Talk about him because I want to start doing Voices of the Valley, bringing people in and letting you hear their story, letting you
That's a good series. I like that, Voices of the Valley.
Yes.
That's really good.
You need to know how they got to where they are. Sometimes you see the success, but you don't see the journey.
Yeah.
And if you don't hear the journey, you don't
really
know the manifestation.
There's some really good stories out there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm going to call in the people from Baird Brothers also, Eric Kennedy from Youngstown Granite.
Yeah.
My friends over there at Utterly Smooth talk about their dad.
Charlie
Staples, absolutely.
Those are my favorite stories.
We'll bring them all in, but you got to understand there are stories out there that, in the valley that are deep and rich that we need to hold on to. And so I want to start archiving them. So stay tuned. Mark, you were talking about the numbers with Bougie and Kamala Harris. And right now she's polling at 8% behind Bernie and
Sanders.
Bernie and Biden.
Biden's
on top, and then Bernie,
I think Biden's at 39%.
Something like that. And Biden's an old guy. He'd like to have the seat, but he's too old to run.
Yeah. Here's the problem with this that Biden's facing. And this is just a numbers problem. You look at Biden, and I saw an article that said he's running to the center. Okay? He's running to the center.
Right.
That's the position he's staking out. The problem is the center isn't in the Democratic Party. The center is in the independents. So you take a look at who's running against him. Biden's going to find himself in exactly the spot they were accusing Trump of being in 3 or 4 years ago. Biden has 39% or 37%. It'll probably go down as people get to know him a little bit, but let's say it's 37%. You look at all the rest of the Democrats. There's not one Democrat that's running against him, and all the 23 outside of Tim Ryan that would possibly move to him as they start to weed out. So as these socialists, these progressive socialists start to weed out, who are they going to push their support to? It's not going to be Biden. It's going to be Sanders. And when they get to the convention, Biden's not going to have enough delegates. And Sanders, they can't make the nominee. I'm not adding up the figures that Biden currently has. I'm adding up the figures of those who are opposing him, and they oppose him on fundamental issues. And he's got a lot of baggage that these people aren't going to buy. You know, so you add this up, he's not going to be the nominee. It's going to be a brokered convention. And my money's coming down with Kamala Harris because she's probably going to go in there with some of the highest number of delegates outside of Sanders. The progressives will not go for Biden, not at all. And he can change his tune all he wants, and he can say he's going to put you all back in chains as he's doing the same thing all over again. Ah, Trump, man, he's a KKK guy. People are a little bit more sophisticated today. They want progressives. They want progressivism, and Biden can't give it to them.
Let me say, yesterday, my hat's off to the Smith gentleman, the billionaire, who paid off Morehouse.
Honestly, that's something.
Paid off Morehouse college debt.
Good for him.
And it's going to cost
$40 million.
It's going to cost him about $40 million.
Wow.
Now, let me say this, and I don't mean this in any negative way to steal his thunder, because I'd like to get him on and talk to him about it, because I think it's very, very important that we begin to do stuff like that. But we need to do it inside of an organized, concentrated effort. I love the spring of surprise. But the gentleman that I saw them interview has a degree in art.
Yeah, I don't.
There was a gentleman at the University of Morehouse who they were interviewing about him paying his student loans.
Yeah.
And he has a degree in art.
Okay.
And I am not mad at the degree in art with the excessive student loans.
Yeah.
But a degree in art is good as a minor. And we need, and don't get me wrong, and everything begins with a design. So my friend Al Bright tells me that no matter where you are, if you're an engineer, if you don't have a design, you don't have anything. But we need to not over entitle our youth. Everything should be worked for. I think we should give as much as we possibly should give, and I want us to give, and I want people to give to me. But I should earn what's given, and then I should figure out how to take what's given to me so that I can reproduce, so that I can produce it forward. And if we don't start teaching that mindset inside of our entitlement process, paying off student debts, and giving everything to our young people will only give them in a greater sense of entitlement, because the real world does not give without results.
That's true. Nobody gave me anything.
People gave, now take that back, people gave us a lot, but we had to work for it. Well, so I don't know if it's given or if it's earned, but you just don't get because you wake up.
No, I didn't come from a poor family. You know that.
That's correct.
But I worked my way through college.
But you worked.
I worked.
You worked.
And I paid part of my tuition, if not all of my tuition. The only time that when I got to law school, it was a different story. But my undergraduate school, I pretty much paid for myself.
So I and the families, there are a lot of friends of mine who are of significance of means. Yeah. And they make their children work.
Yeah.
Working is good. Someone handing you something without you earning it is not healthy for productivity.
I know.
Especially in America, because you have to earn everything in America. Nothing in America is free.
I know my son had to, he went to graduate school. He had to pay his graduate thing. He had to work to pay his
and he works today.
And he works today.
And I've watched you make, he does not sit at home and not work.
No.
He goes to work every day. Everybody has to work. Even if you, my dog works. We're made to work.
My dog doesn't work.
Your dog doesn't work. When you knock on the door, does the dog bark?
It's going to the dog and kennel for the first time. I'm going to
call. Oh, Mark, jeez, oh, man. It's going to be okay. You got separation anxiety. Don't worry about it. Come on back.
I got the separation anxiety.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You're not supposed to have excess.
He'll sit there and put his ears back.
You should not have separation.
Look at me. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, listen, Mark.
I cried when I left the house this morning. He wanted to come.
Let me explain to you. You do not take the dog into the kennel. Bad idea. Because Vinny is going to – you're going to be in the car with Vinny, and you're not going to be going anywhere if you go in. Let Ginger take the dog in.
Yeah.
Have Alex drop the dog off.
Yeah.
You're not in. If you're having a hard time going to work,
yeah,
you're screwed at the kennel. I'm telling you, because
yeah.
I've taken Patches in, and her eyes have glossed. And I'm like, well, listen, I'll just take her with me. Don't do it. They'll con you. They are master conners. They're better than kids.
He looked so sad this morning.
You know what I found out? Dogs are unconditional.
Yeah.
Dogs and cats are unconditional. And the reason why people have an affinity for them is because they are. We're going to have to start treating our neighbors and people like we treat our pets.
Amen.
Because we substitute our people for pets, our pets for people, because pets don't hurt.
That's right.
Pets don't hurt us. You know, no matter if you don't feed them, they'll hold it. They'll do whatever it takes to please you. And most of us cannot find people who are loyal like that.
That was our gospel yesterday in church. Love one another. That was the.
And we have to learn how to, in spite of our disagreements and in spite of our lack of condoning of how you live and what you do and your choices, I still got to love you through it in spite of you. And
everybody,
that's a lesson to everybody.
Some people I don't want to love.
Gotta love them. Gotta love them. Women, gotta love them and gotta respect them.
Well, maybe today I'm a little bit better than I was on that last week because I'm feeling better.
I am there in spite of. And I'm going to try to continue on in spite of so I can have peace. Because it works. Hey, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We'll be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be home alone, I think. Unless I go out and snag somebody off the street. You never know.
Come down tomorrow.
So we'll be here at 11 o'clock. Tell your friends and family. Mm-hmm. We want you to call us at 516-595-8258. And today, when you're looking out those windows and you want to say, you know what, I need to get some new ones, you want to call Window World at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless and have a good day. I did good. I didn't say it was $40 million is a drop in a bucket when you're a billionaire. I thought I did good, Josh. Okay, goodbye. I love you.
I thought it would be more than 40 million.
That's the number that they said.
I'm surprised.
See you tomorrow. It was $40 million. I'm like, $40 million? I'm like, whoopee ding dong.